Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you need to share the victories with your team members or contractors. This may seem like a simple thing and a pretty common sense thing, but you know, a lot of times we get really busy, we start powering through, we use contractors sometimes that we use them occasionally and they're not with us daily. And sometimes they're full-blown team members and they work with you daily and stuff. And it is important to share victories with them, because a lot of times you're the one that's with the client and you're client facing, and they're not seeing all the behind the scenes stuff. They're not seeing the really super happy client and stuff. So They're just kind of plowing through their daily work, and it really is important to share stuff with them.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of times the flip side happens where, you know, the client's not happy. And so you're, you know, going back to your team member, contractor, you know, whatever, being like, hey, I really need to fix this. Client's unhappy, blah, blah, blah. You know, and so they see that side of it and stuff. But when everything goes smoothly and it goes exactly as planned and, you know, the client's super happy, as David mentioned, they don't always get to see that because they're not interfacing with the client. And so I actually experienced this with the product side of my business. My lead developer, she helps create the plugins for Divi Life. And she came across one of the products that we released last year. She saw the video, the promo video, for the first time the other day. And she's like, I just saw the video. It's awesome. I'm like, that's from last November. Like, you just now saw it. And then she's like, yeah. And I was looking at all the reviews on the product page. And in my head, I just kind of thought that, oh, she would see it, you know, when I release it, blah, blah, blah. I didn't share that with her. Like, hey, look at like this product that you know, spent a lot of time and effort in creating, and, you know, and then she on a weekly basis goes in and fixes bugs. And so she kind of sees the negative side, like, oh, we got to hurry up and fix this. But I never shared with her the victories, the, you know, really great, awesome, five-star reviews and, you know, the promo video that shows off the product and stuff. And it was really cool. And she was super excited to see it. And it was just like, wow, I'm an idiot. Like, why didn't I share that with her, you know, at the time? Like, it just completely, you know, I'm super busy. It didn't even, you know, cross my mind to share it with her. So it was kind of a duh moment, but definitely worth talking about. And it could be related to any type of situation where you have other team members or contractors helping you.
Yeah. And our team is the same. I mean, we're all dispersed. We do not sit in the same room with each other. So it's real easy to not share those types of things, and it's real important. I know that our team gets a tremendous amount of satisfaction when I share with them, you know, the good and the bad sometimes, because they want to know how they can improve and help. And, you know, and it just is going to benefit your company big time and stuff. You know, the world is changing, and the way that we do work and the way that we work with clients and stuff and the way people do things because of the internet is really, really changing things. I'm a lot older than Tim. So I remember an era pre-internet when, you know, you went to a work in an office building and stuff, and you had the executive offices where you had your upper management and stuff, and that's where all the good and everything lived. You know, you didn't get any feedback. You went into the office, you did your job, you went home, and annually you had a review, or semi-annually you had a review, and they let you know how you were doing then, and that was it. I probably tell my team on a daily, definitely weekly basis on what's going on, how happy I am, and how great the products are going, and all of them are extremely involved and stuff, and it's hugely beneficial. So,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, so definitely recommend doing that, sharing those victories, because studies show that someone's satisfaction at their current job, it's not just about how much money they're doing or how much money they're making. You know, obviously that's a factor. They have to be able to make a living and, you know, feel like they're getting compensated fairly for the work that they're doing and the experience and quality that they bring to the table. But there's other factors involved. You know, people aren't just motivated by money. You know, being able to, you know, share in the experiences and the victories and, you know, feel like they're doing something meaningful is what's going to keep team members and contractors and whoever working with you and for you, you know, long term. Because, you know, there's always a company out there that may be willing to spend more money. But if they're really happy and they feel like they're being, you know, rewarded, you know, not just from a monetary standpoint, you know, and they feel like they're, what's what I'm looking for? Valued?
Value.
You know, that goes a long way.
Great word, Tim.
So, yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to fix the server error preventing possible attempt to enumerate users. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.